I think I grabbed her shoulder. I'm not sure. But then she was screaming, and I was sharply back to reality with the sense of danger. I wanted to tell her I had meant no harm. I would never hurt her or anyone. Please, don't scream. But she was screaming, and I heard the running footsteps on the darkened path. This was something no one would understand. I ran into the darkness to find an exit from the park, zigzagging across one path and down another. I didn't know the park, and suddenly I crashed into something that threw me backwards. A wire mesh fence, a dead end. Then I saw the swings and slides and realized it was a children's playground locked up for the night. I followed the fence and kept going, half running, stumbling over twisted roots. At the lake that curved around near the playground, I doubled back, found another path, went over the small footbridge, and then around and under it. No exit.
What is it? What happened, lady?
A maniac?
You all right?
Which way did he go?
I had circled back to where I had started from. I slipped behind the huge outcropping of a rock and a screen of bramble and dropped flat on my stomach.
Get a cop. There's never a cop when you need one.
What happened?
A degenerate tried to rape her.
Hey, some guy down there is chasing him. There he goes.
Come on, get the bastard before he gets out of the park.
Careful, he's got a knife and a gun.
It was obvious that the shouting had flushed out the night crawlers, because the cry of, "There he goes," was echoed from behind me, and looking out from behind the rock, I could see a lone runner being chased down the lamp-lit path into the darkness. Seconds later, another one passed in front of the rock and disappeared into the shadows. I pictured myself being caught by this eager mob and beaten and torn by them. I deserved it. I almost wanted it. I stood up, brushed the leaves and dirt from my clothing, and walked slowly down the path in the direction from which I had come. I expected every second to be grabbed from behind and pulled down into the dirt and darkness, but soon I saw the bright lights of 59th Street and 5th Avenue, and I came out of the park. Thinking about it now in the security of my room, I'm shaken with the rawness that touched me. Remembering how my mother looked before she gave birth to my sister is frightening, but even more frightening is the feeling that I wanted them to catch me and beat me. Why did I want to be punished? Shadows out of the past clutch at my legs and drag me down. I open my mouth to scream, but I'm voiceless. My hands are trembling. I feel cold, and there's a distant humming in my ears.